this is Larry London, and we welcome you to Border Crossings. We got a guy whose first hit, Fallen, has surpassed a billion streams. There isn't a person on the planet that doesn't know this young man. Trevor Daniel is with us here on Border Crossings. It's great to have Trevor in the house, in his house, literally in his bedroom.
Yeah.
We welcome you to VOA. Nice to have you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Yeah, and you put out, first of all, you've got one studio album, right? You've got the one album you put out in 2020.
Yep.
Which is where Fallen comes from. That was on the first album. Mm-hmm. And then you've got how many EPs? You've got a new EP, which is coming out.
Right. Yeah, there was two EPs before Nicotine, which was the 10-song album. They're all pretty short, but there's Homesick. And then they're Restless, and then Nicotine, and then now I'm about to put out That Was Then. So
now tell me you're still not recording in your closet in your bedroom, please. You have to have a studio by now.
Sometimes I do. It's usually just like little demo ideas, but I try not to put much emotion in the bedroom recordings, because I know at some point I'm going to be like, damn, I wonder what it would sound like going through some analog gear. So like that way I still have like the first performance type of energy whenever I do cut it, you know, going through some good studio equipment.
So now, how did you find your way into the closet? Most people are trying to come out of the closet, and you found your way into the closet. So how did that happen?
When I was growing up, we had a small apartment, and my dad, he like let me have the bedroom, like the master bedroom, and he slept in the living room because he was like, you can make the closet the vocal booth. And I was like, that's so, like, first of all, shout out to him. That was super cool.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it. Like, I just hung up blankets and stuff and like soundproofed it with clothes and everything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
He sounds like a cool dad.
Yeah, if you hear any snoring, it's just my homie. He's like, he fell asleep on the couch.
Awesome dad who also gives you a drum kit when you're a little kid and says, here, make noise. How many parents say, go make noise?
No, yeah, he was supporting me like from the jump, like when I was super little, and like him and my mom both, like they both supported me really heavy. And, you know, there were times where they would be like, hey, like, you know, do this, but also like, you know, get a job and everything, make sure you can support yourself financially and everything. But they were still always supporting me musically and everything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And then along comes Fallen, yeah. And here comes the check, and you say, see, dad, it was, and mom, was worthwhile. Here, payday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Last made me feel like I would never try again, but when I saw you, I felt something I never felt. Come closer, I'll give you all my love. If you treat me right, baby, I'll give you everything. My last made me feel like I would never try again, but when I saw you, I felt something I never felt. Come closer.
I bet you they were awfully excited when you called and you said, hey, Fallen, look at how many streams. Look at every time they hear it on the radio, it's like, that's my kid.
Yeah. Yeah. It was cool because my mom, she still sends me videos every time she hears it on the radio, which is like pretty often, you know. So she's like always sending me videos, or like her whole Facebook feed is like just like random articles or things that I didn't even know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And like, I'll be finding out stuff about me before she does, type thing, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, or that things were announced or whatever, or I mean, she'll be finding it out before I do. So it was cool.
And mom of course sang too, you know. I mean, she's still singing, but and you made the journey from Baton Rouge, Louisiana to mm-hmm. Texas.
Yep.
And you lived through a hurricane, and mm-hmm. so, you know, you've gone through quite a few different things. Is that where you're calling home now? You're still in Texas?
Yeah, I bought a house in Houston. I'm in LA right now, but it's kind of like I live in both areas. Like I was in Houston last week, but I don't go as much as I would like, but you know, I have my house over there and you know, money goes a lot further over there than it does in LA. So, you know, I was able to, you know, get my dream house and like all of that stuff. And now we have a place that everybody can fit in for Christmas and things like that and holidays and everything. But I'm out here working most of the time. So it's kind of like I get to go vacation at my own house, which is cool. But yeah, I'm out here working most of the time. And yeah.
I've got my fingers crossed that you don't double cross me, cause I don't need these barriers scaring me like they did the last time. Fingers crossed that you don't stop me for life, cause you don't kill the stars in my eyes, cause I really, really want you and I.
So what's your favorite part of this business? I mean, you like the songwriting part because you've written and collaborated with, I mean, Julia Michaels recently, and you work with Selena Gomez and so many big names in the business, and people are wanting to work with you. So what would you say is your favorite part of being in this business?
I think like the music, like making the music and stuff. And then like, outside of the music, I like the shows a lot. You know, those are really fun just because it's really weird hearing, like, cause you could see everything on a screen and that's one thing. And then you like see actual faces and whole bodies moving and singing things that you wrote. And it's just really intense. It's really emotional, like, in every way. It's really crazy. So, I love that. I love performing. I love the whole creation process. Like that's probably my favorite thing in general, just like making music. Like when I'm doing other things, like sometimes like I'll go to like a bar with my friends or whatever, and then I get anxiety because I'm not working. Like I'm not making music, which isn't really healthy, but whatever, you know, like I'm like semi okay with that until like I'm not. And then I just have like a burnout period where I'm just like tired for a month and then restart. But I think that's my favorite part. You know, I like going to events and everything and like getting like free food and stuff. That's really tight. Like that, I like those things.
There it is, the free food. There it is.
Yeah. And I like meeting other artists that like I just, you know, up until recently, never would have thought that I would like get to work with them or like write with them or even just like have a conversation, you know, cause there's like certain things now that, like I have questions about that. I don't think I can really talk to a lot of people about, like, unless they're like also artists that are kind of like dealing with the same things. Cause it's like weird, like kind of like mental things that like, it's hard to explain, you know, it's hard to explain to some people, like getting in like a weird mental space when everything on the outside looks like it's going really well, you know? So it's like, and like, it's hard to explain that to myself, like thinking about it. It's like, damn, sometimes everything's going really well. And like, why do I feel weird? Like, am I just being ungrateful? What is it? And then you start like beating yourself up about it. Like, oh, like I'm just being ungrateful, which isn't the case. Cause I'm super grateful. I feel that at the same time, you know? So it's just like getting to talk to other artists and stuff and, like, you know, get their point of view and see how they deal with it and everything. And, like, that's super cool. I like that too. Cause it's just like, okay, cool.
Everybody has anxiety. Everybody has something that takes them into a dark place, a dark space. Everyone has that. And, you know, you, Trevor, have fame and you have a great platform because a lot of young kids look up to you and admire you. And you have a voice that a lot of people don't have that can reach and touch a lot of people and give inspiration. So if you're feeling something that, you know, other people can learn from and grow from and benefit from. If you're struggling, if you're feeling pain, that you can help others because of something you're feeling, use that voice, brother, and help those kids. Absolutely. That relate to you, that are saying, I don't know who to relate to. As you're just talking to an artist, because they're an artist feeling something dark. You're a human before you're an artist. And so yeah. There's a lot of kids out there that look to you, and you have that platform.
True.
Yeah. They look up to you and they wonder, what could he possibly be struggling with? He's got fame. He's got money. He's got everything anybody could dream of having. They don't realize it's not that easy. The pressure is not that easy.
No, I can't sleep at night. Can't get you off my mind. And I'm worried that you're mine. I'm worried that you might. No, I can't sleep at night. Can't get you off my mind. And I'm worried that you're mine. I'm worried that you might. So don't need me no more. No reason to come home. And you're better off if I stay gone. Baby, I'm paranoid. So don't love me no more. No reason to come home. And you're better off if I stay gone. Baby, I'm paranoid.
Who inspires you? Who do you look up to? Is it Kanye? I think I read somewhere he's one of your favorites.
He does inspire me strictly because, like, he doesn't seem to really care what people think. And I feel like
running for president one minute and who knows what next.
Yeah. Like, I may not agree with everything he says or he does, but like, he does it.
Yep.
He says he's going to do it. He does it. That's like super respectable. Like in my eyes, like just, you know, again, like even if it's like something I would like never like do, it's just like, okay, like most people aren't gonna like follow through, and he does it to the extreme. And then also just like on the art side, I really appreciate his art and like how like the whole releasing of the Donda album, you know what I mean, like how extreme he went with that. Yes. And like the detail and like the whole, he likes to create an experience for the listener too. You know, like I think he like understands, like there's not like much physical, you can't really touch things anymore. Like you don't get the CDs with all the foldouts and everything anymore. Like you don't really get to like, just like have things like to like really go into this world outside of the internet when there's like a thousand other things distracting you, you know what I mean? And you talk about something one time and the next thing you scroll is like something that is going to catch your interest because it hears you, you know what I mean?
Right. So,
he creates this whole world and experience, like when he rebuilt his like childhood home and everything, like in the middle of this stadium, like that was crazy.
Yes.
And then, I just like that a lot. Like I think like the attention to detail and like the like just the amount of like not caring at the same time.
Right.
So I think that's cool. And then, you know, Kid Cudi, like I listened to growing up a lot. He was like one of the earlier like guys that like was talking about like depression and things like that. And I was like, you know, cause like I also listened to a lot of like rock stuff growing up and everything, but like, and they would talk about like emotions and everything, but, and I would like relate to it, but like for whatever reason, when Cudi did it, because it was like in his own way, in his own world, and like the hip hop scene and everything, it wasn't very, like at that time in like 2007, 2008, it wasn't really like a thing yet. Like it was, but like not to the extent that Cudi did it, you know? Mm-hmm. Like he really would like just talk about it. And I'm just like, oh damn. And I'm like sitting in my room in high school, like, ah, I feel that, you know? And like, yeah. And there's a lot of other people, that I really like musically, and just like as artists and everything that really inspire me. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of artists that like now I'm really intrigued by artists who like push boundaries like crazy, you know? So that like, that's super interesting to me. Like that's because I feel like that's important, you know? Like yes. you look at like Madonna, like she was constantly pushing boundaries and always like, and regardless of if like someone agreed with what she was doing or whatever it was, it didn't matter because it made you think about it and talk about it. And I think that's like a super important part of art is like getting people talking about things and like, and then also on the other hand, like something people could escape to, like not all songs have to be super deep, you know, like, right. Some songs don't have to be that. Some songs are just, should be there just like for people to escape and like not think about anything and just feel like have fun with their friends. I think that's super important too. So yeah.
Some nights I don't pick up the phone. Some fights keep going on and on. Alright, I think I've had enough. I don't think I was made for love. Yeah, I think I'm better.
Trevor Daniel, and what you are a really interesting guy. And, you know, I'm getting to know, you know, all we knew was Fallen. We didn't know the guy. So the chance to get to know you and to hear you talk, and you're really inspiring and really interesting to talk to. Tell me about the song. Speaking of songs, tell me about the song Alone. I want to hear about the new track. I'm very excited to hear where that came from.
Yeah. So another artist who really inspired me, this song in particular, like Better Off Alone by Alice DJ. Dude, I listened to that song probably, without a doubt, that's my most streamed song throughout my lifetime. Like the song that I've listened to the most. It's just like something about it. It's so simple and so like the melody is like, probably one of the best melodies in my opinion. Like if you just break it down into like the root of it, it's probably just one of the best, like simplest melody. It's crazy. So like, I just would always get really excited to like hear that song. And, like no matter how many times I heard it. And I was on the way to the studio one day, first time working with the Futuristics. And like, so I didn't really know them. I'd never met them or anything like that. It was just like, they wanted to work and, you know, it was just kind of like a friend of a friend, managers linked up and talked kind of situation. And, yeah, so I was listening to that. And then, Ava Max, I keep forgetting, it's like All Around the World, like she did a...
Dara Larson?
Ava Max. She did a like interpolation of All Around the World. Like
okay.
Da-da-da-da-da, you know? So I was listening to that like right after Better Off Alone. And I was like, I'm going to just go in and be like, yo, do you guys want to like make an interpolation of this? Like I've always wanted to... Basically, I just wanted to be like a response to like Better Off Alone by Alice DJ because I was feeling like I was better off alone, especially in that particular situation. And then so we just started and like, and I was like, well, I definitely want to like, I love guitar. I love singing over guitar, you know, like that's a thing. And I love fat drums, you know? So I was like, let's just run with it. And then we made that in a couple of hours and we were like sitting there listening to it. We're like, this is kind of crazy. And then we left. And then, the next day I woke up and heard it again. Cause that's usually when your ears are refreshed and everything and you can actually hear things. And I was like, yo, I think this might be a really good song to put out. And then they're like, yeah, dude, we've listened to it like 100 times already this morning. And yeah, so it was cool. If it's over.
I know that I'm going to get in trouble for taking so much time because we were only given a certain amount of time with you, but you're such a pleasure to talk to. I know there's many people wanting to talk to you today because you do many, many interviews in a row, but you know, the EP that was then, you know, you got a bunch of songs on there that, you know, you're excited about. Mm-hmm. And then I heard there was an album that you've got already planned to come out. And there's already a name for the album, if I'm mm-hmm. not mistaken.
Yeah. So I never want to take another year in between releasing stuff because that was just miserable for me, like, and I'm sure the fans didn't like it either. It was just a weird year, but like, so this is the EP, you know, and then I have the next album coming out like pretty soon after that. But yeah, we got a name for it and everything, and I'm like we've got like plans and everything for it, and like, yeah, so I want to follow up really quickly with that. So
because I read the name was Sad Now Doesn't Mean Sad Forever. Is that just a rumor or is that true?
Well, so originally this EP was, that was going to be the EP name. And then I was thinking about it a lot because I have this like journal that I write stuff in. Oh. And so like I have like all the, and I'm actually going to publish it too, like pretty soon, probably with this project that I'm about to put out. I just got to scan all of this stuff and it's tons of stuff. And then I got to decide what I want in there. Like what's too personal about, I might just put it all in there.
Awesome.
But I wrote like Sad Now Doesn't Mean Sad Forever one day, like right when quarantine first started. And like, it was going to be the name of this project, but I think that is something I just want to keep consistent throughout my entire career. Like, I want that to kind of be like a thing that doesn't just have like a period of time with a project, because I feel like that's like applicable to pretty much everything always, you know? So, yeah, I feel like that's something I just want to keep going with. So I think it's Sad Now Doesn't Mean Sad Forever is probably going to be just like the overall like thing behind everything I do. It's kind of going to be like the umbrella statement. Mm-hmm. And all these little things are just going to be under it. Like, this is an emotion. This is an emotion. This is one thing. This is, you know, mm-hmm. but like, not, it's not forever. So, yeah. So I changed the name to That Was Then because it was then, and I don't necessarily feel all these things that are on this EP that's coming out now, you know?
Mm-hmm. So it seems like everybody's doing a documentary too with their album. So hopefully you do a documentary too, huh?
That'd be cool. I'm like really weird. Like, I'm sure you see that. I don't really post on social media that much.
No, not that
like,
much.
Yeah. Like, I'm like really weird about just like, being around a camera all the time, it just makes me feel awkward. Like, it doesn't bother me because right. I'm prepared for it, but like, like most of the time I'm just like, oh damn, I just started thinking about things and I just
people are like, watching me.
Yeah, it feels weird.
Right.
I gotta
thank you.
That.
They're giving me the wrap, so I just want to say thank you for joining us, Trevor. You know, really a pleasure to know you and to meet you and to talk to you. And when you're in DC and you're doing a show in DC, please come in our studios. Give us a chance to have you in the studio, and we'll talk more about the new album when that album comes out. And what a thrill to have you on the show. That Was Then is the new EP. Alone is the latest single. There'll be a lot of great music coming out from this young man. Trevor Daniel, thank you for being our guest. This is Border Crossings, and you are watching VOA TV.
This is a country that I chose to become a citizen. I didn't have to become a citizen. I chose to become a citizen.
I feel like America gave me an opportunity to pursue my passion as an artist.
I really believe that clean eating is a way to a more successful life, or a happier life, if you want to put it that way.
One of the things that helps me wake up every morning is doing better, being better.
We grew up poor, and so I'm always focused on helping the working class be able to have a more comfortable lifestyle.
I'm passionate about doing justice every day. I oftentimes say that justice is a verb, not a noun. You know, I believe in action and moving the ball forward.
We are able to touch on things that are important to people on an everyday basis. We hope that our viewers are getting inspired when they watch our show. They're getting a view of the world from a different perspective, things that perhaps are not in their immediate vicinity. Today, I could put in on the show something that is a little different, a little unique, and this gives me that inspiration to come to work.